Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast Climbing in Heels is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We're the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Brainstuff from How Stuff Works.
Hey, Brainstuff, Lauren Vogelbaum here. Nutrition is complicated. Eggs at one time were considered awful for you, cholesterol bombs, heart killers, dietary death. Now, even the American Heart Association says that a few eggs a week, no matter their high-flying cholesterol content, may be good for you and your heart. The story of fish oil supplements, which are pills that contain omega-3 fatty acids considered critically to be good fats to have in your diet, is similar, only reversed. At one time, regularly popping a fish oil pill was considered hugely beneficial for mental health, cardiovascular health, brain health, and to aid in the health of unborn babies, among other benefits. But earlier this year, a British meta-study that covered 77,917 heart patients was released, and it said that fish oil supplements, quote, had no significant association with reductions in fatal or non-fatal coronary heart disease or any major vascular events. In other words, the pills didn't do anything for these heart patients in terms of heart attacks and strokes. Suddenly, fish oil supplements weren't quite the magic pill that some took them to be. So, what's a health-conscious consumer to think? We spoke with Dr. Herzl Gerstein, a Canadian endocrinologist and one of the study's authors, who said, "I think the overall message is, when you look at the best evidence in the world taken together, synthesized in this way, overall, there's really no scientific justification to go out and buy omega-3 fatty acid supplements if you think you're going to be preventing heart attacks and strokes, because there's no evidence you will." That study dealt specifically with dietary supplements. Many reputable places, including the National Institutes of Health, the Harvard School of Public Health, and, yes, the American Heart Association, still tout the need for omega-3s. Two problems exist in getting enough omega-3 fatty acids, though. Your body doesn't make them, most types anyway, so you have to get them in your diet. And many American diets don't include the main food sources of omega-3s, things like soybeans, flaxseed, and cold water fatty fish like salmon, tuna, mackerel, and sardines. That's why many consider fish oil supplements a must. According to the Council for Responsible Nutrition, some 16% of American adults take omega-3 fatty acids in supplement form. With tens of millions of Americans popping fish oil pills, spending millions of dollars, the manufacturers of these supplements aren't going to go quietly on suggestions that their products don't work. We also spoke with Douglas Duffy McKay, the Senior Vice President for Scientific and Regulatory Affairs for the Council for Responsible Nutrition, the leading trade association for the dietary supplement and functional food industry. He said, "This study was about high-risk cardiovascular heart disease individuals and determining if omega-3 fatty acids would act essentially like a drug, a nutritional drug, to help prevent future cardiac events. But the bottom line for the general population is this is still an essential nutrient that plays incredibly important roles in human nutrition, balancing inflammation. It's part of cell membranes. It's part of cells communicating with one another. And Americans just don't eat a lot of cold water fatty fish that provides these important nutrients." Thus, McKay contends, if sardines and flaxseed aren't on your weekly shopping list, you ought to consider supplements, even if they don't stop heart attacks in high-risk cardiovascular cases, because your body still needs them. For his part, Gerstein, who's a professor in the Department of Medicine at McMaster University in Hamilton, Ontario, agrees that omega-3s are essential, and that a diet high in omega-3s indeed may be beneficial, although the science behind that is still unsettled. He said, "There is some evidence from the dietary literature that there may be a benefit to it. This research does not in any way refute that. When you think of the dietary literature, though, if someone decides they're going to eat a diet high in omega-3 fatty acids, that means they're also reducing other things, such as maybe red meat. So if there's a benefit, maybe it's because they're replacing harmful things with omega-3s. The main question comes down to whether people are getting enough omega-3s in their diets and what can be done about it if not." McKay says most people don't get enough and suggests supplements in consultation with a doctor as a possible answer. Gerstein says most people do, though if they don't, it's something that should be discussed with a doctor. The good news is that taking a regular fish oil pill as a supplement doesn't seem to do any harm. Except, Gerstein says, all those extra fatty acids, not to mention all the money spent, may end up, quite literally, down the drain. He said, "You're making expensive urine." Today's episode was written by John Donovan and produced by Tyler Klang. If you enjoy our show and also wearing t-shirts, check out our online shop at tpublic.com/brainstuff. We've also got a whole bunch of back-to-school stuff up there, like laptop cases. And, of course, for lots more on this and other brain-feeding topics, check out our home planet, howstuffworks.com.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in LA, and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.